sir. What is it? Did you notice that I had a medical profile? The captain looked at his clipboard, looked up at me, and then back down to the clipboard. I don't see anything about a profile here, he said. What's your name?
Perry, sir.
You got a lot of pain?
No, but every once in a while the knee sort of gives way, I said. That's why they gave me the profile.
You get to your company commander. Mention your profile to him.
The officer at the replacement company said
he was already walking away, and I had the feeling that he wasn't particularly interested in my profile. We were told by a corporal that Alpha Company was in the deep.
In the deep what?
Pee-wee asked. In the deep boonies, was the answer. We were supposed to get to the deep boonies by chopper. We waited for 3 hours for one to come and get us, but none came. We found a mess hall and ate. Jenkins didn't feel like eating. I could tell he was still scared out of his mind.
What were you trained for? I asked him.
My MOS is infantry.
You went to advanced training for infantry?
Pee-wee looked up at Jenkins.
Yeah. You look like a clerk typist or something like that,
Pee-wee said.
My father's a colonel, Jenkins said. He wanted me to be infantry. He's got this thing. He calls it his game plan. First, I volunteer for the army. Then I volunteer for infantry and take advanced individual training in infantry. I serve my time over here. Then I go to officer's candidate school.
There were Vietnamese people working behind the counter. They looked peaceful enough and so small. I was 6'3", and many of them seemed a good foot shorter than I was. Johnson, the guy who had lifted the pump onto the truck, turned out to be going to Alpha Company with us. He brought his gear over and sat with us.
Where are you from?
Pee-wee asked Johnson.
Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia?
You ever been there?
No, and I don't want to go there either.
How you know what it like if you ain't never been there?
Johnson was eating his second dish of ice cream.
He was about as black as a human being could get and as thick as he was wide. Even the whites of his eyes were dark. When he wasn't talking or chewing, his mouth sort of hung open.
It hung open as he stared across the table at Pee-wee.
I ain't never been to hell, Pee-wee said, but I heard enough about it not to want to go there for no damn vacation.
Where you from?
Johnson was pissed at Pee-wee for dumping on Georgia.
Chicago.
Chicago ain't nothing.
Neither is your daddy,
Pee-wee said. Pee-wee didn't raise his voice when he said it, and he didn't smile. What he was saying was that he didn't care how big Johnson was. I glanced over at Jenkins, who was looking down into his food.
You kinda little to be talking about somebody's daddy.
Johnson pushed the words out through thick lips.
No shit.
You guys think we should stay in here or get back outside in case they come looking for us?
I asked, hoping to cut off a confrontation. They both looked at me like I had said something wrong. I was in the wrong war.